Hello, everybody, and welcome back to East Coast Haunts. This is MK.
And this is Sam.
And we have something a little out of the ordinary for you guys today. We are going to be discussing the first version of the Halloween Horror Nights 2024 speculation map.
And if you have no idea what that means, Halloween Horror Nights is a huge event that happens at Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Studios Orlando, and it's basically a giant spooky at night the park turns into a huge spooky place with a bunch of different walk-through haunted houses, and it's really fun, and there's lots of crazy food that has to do with each of the different houses, and some of the houses are like based on movies like The Last of Us, not that that's a movie, but based on movies and TV shows, or they're like completely original houses. So I feel like if you listen to us, you probably already know what Halloween Horror Nights is, but just in case, that's your 20-second guide.
That was a beautiful little synopsis. Basically, I know that we typically talk about like really haunted places on the Eastern Coast, but you know, today we're going to dive into a little other thing that we're passionate about. And if you subscribe to our Patreon, you already know that Sam and I went to the event last year. We had the time of our lives. We still talk about it.
Yes.
It's such a fun event. We're planning on going back this year. And I believe we released our house rankings on our regular podcast. But if you subscribe to all of our Patreon content, you will get all of our like behind the scenes videos from last year, our food rankings, like our thoughts on each individual house, the backstories of each house. It was just a really fun time, a really fun series, and then you'll get access to all of our previous series and our current series. So we had...
If you've never, if you didn't go to Halloween Horror Nights last year, if you subscribe to the Patreon and watch those videos and listen to those episodes, you will know everything you need to know about last season and more, because we went into such depth. And we will be doing it again this year.
I think we were pretty in depth. It was a great... we really covered every facet of that event. And like I was saying, you get access to all of our previous series. So we did like some horror movie reviews. And we also did some... right now we're covering like international cryptids. So that's a really fun time. But... we decided to release this on our main podcast because speculation season is in full swing and we wanted to talk about some of the things that maybe we'll be seeing at this year's event. You know, we've been scouring Reddit, been listening to different podcasts. I even joined a Discord server. So, you know, we've been doing our research.
That's it. Okay. I don't really know what Discord is. Is it similar to Reddit?
Yeah, it's basically like a big chat between like a bunch of different people. Like imagine like a couple thousand person group chat. That's basically what Discord is.
That sounds like a nightmare. Have you spoken in the Discord chat yet?
I haven't. I've liked a couple of messages, but okay. I'm very shy when it comes to posting on social
media. Waiting for the right
and
moment.
I don't want people to like judge me for my, because we are by no means Halloween Horror Nights experts. I've been to the event twice. Sam has been to it once. It's like, but we're going to keep going until we are experts. But
yeah, like, no, that's true. Some people are like absolute, like they've been for the last like 30 mm-hmm. years. You know what I mean? So we're newbies compared to that.
And I mean, we don't live in Orlando. Like it's a special trip for us to go, but hopefully that provides like a little bit of a fresher perspective. Like we really aren't super up to date with like the patterns or, you know, the like rights to the certain properties. Yeah. You know, we've caught on to a couple of things through our research, but if you want like a more local perspective, I will give a shout out to one of my favorite Halloween Horror Nights podcasts. It's called Fear and Beer. and you can find them on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. They're really, they crack me up, and I love listening to them. Too. So it is. And they review like different beers or like ciders in the beginning. It's really just like a fun, it's a fun concept for a podcast, and they definitely share our love of HHN. So, you know,
shout out to them.
Go check them out.
But after you listen to definitely, this episode.
I'm going to try not to copy. I'm going to try not to copy too many of their ideas so we can kind of like keep it fresh. So I'm going to stay with more like what I've found to be like a general consensus and then some of my own ideas. But if you want, we can kind of like get right into it.
Let's do it.
All right. So Sam and I both have this speculation map pulled up in front of us. And the way we're going to do it is, hopefully by the time this episode drops, I'll have this up on our Instagram, which is just at east.coast.haunts. But you can just Google it and say Halloween Horror Nights 2024 speculation map, and it should pop up. Basically, there's different haunted house locations around the park, and now we kind of have a little icon or symbol to kind of guide us in our investigation into like what these properties could be. So, without further ado, I think the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to start from where you would enter the park. So you would start right near, what is that, Production Central. So if you walk through the gates, right through Production Central, immediately you get to Soundstage 23A. And the little icon for this is a picture of South and Central America. And we did do a little episode on our Patreon, but there's also code names that associate with these houses. And it's just so that like cast members can refer to them, or like building permits can be filed under these code names, and they won't get leaked to the public like months before the event. But the code name for this house was Flan, which makes sense because it's a very, it's a dessert that's like centralized in Mexico and Central America and South America. So that kind of culture area of the world. So, Sam, do you have any initial thoughts as to what this could be?
I do. So you and I discussed this in the Patreon episode, but last year at Horror Nights Hollywood, they had, I think it was last year or the year before, they had Monsters of Central America or Monsters of South America, and they were doing like the Chupacabra and all the, I guess, like the myths and the lore of South America. And so I think it would, and apparently it was a pretty big hit. I remember I saw so many TikToks about it last year. Like there was a girl that was saying like, when you walk in, it smells like rotting flesh or something. There's like, ooh. There was like, a lot of like, yeah, I know, right? I'm like, ooh, not sure if I want that. But people are thinking that it could be coming to Orlando this year.
I love this idea. So that is one of like the very popular theories on Reddit and online. And basically it would be this house called Monstruos. The Monsters of Latin America. So you're pretty spot on. And basically, from Halloween Horror Nights fandom.com, the description of this house is, with La Muerte as your guide, try to survive the night with three terrifying legends. And I'm really going to try not to butcher this, but I think it's Tial Pucci.
Okay.
La Lechuza and El Cibon. So basically you go through, you know, different cemetery crypts and into different houses that have, you know, become infested with these three different monsters, and Death is like guiding you. He's like your tour guide. and I mean, I've seen like walkthroughs from this whole house that they put on in Hollywood last year, and it looks pretty cool. I mean, they really don't hold back at all. It's a pretty gruesome house. There's definitely, you know, trigger warning, a lot of the monsters target kids, so there's some pretty shocking scenes in there, I have to say. But all in all, it was received really well. And that's, I don't want to say, like, not the typical experience for originals in Hollywood, but from what I've heard, I think originals in Orlando get a better treatment as far as, like, details and storyline goes. So I would be really excited to see this come to the event. Some of the other things that I've been seeing are maybe a return of the Chupacabra house that they had a few years back, which, shameless plug again for our Patreon, we just did an episode on the whole legend of the Chupacabra. So if you're interested in that, it's so, than a cup of coffee.
Yes, it is. I'm so sorry to interrupt the promo, that because that was really good. But I didn't realize that they did an entire house that was, like, just Chupacabra themed in the past.
Yeah, it was called Fiesta de los Chupacabras, de las Chupacabras. Ah. And yeah, I mean, it goes with the whole Southern American theming, and, you know, flan, obviously, that would kind of fall into the same play. There has also been a La Llorona house in years past, and she's like a
urban legend, right?
She's a legend, a cryptid from South America. So there was a horror movie on that a few years back. There is one final theory too, which I would love to see come to fruition, but it's the creature of the Black Lagoon. Right, so we've gotten a bunch of Universal Monsters houses. It's kind of like a trend. You know, they did Bride of Frankenstein. They did Universal Monsters Collide. And then this past year, we had Universal Monsters Unmasked, which if you listen to our house ranking, yeah, was Sam and I's favorite house. It was literally amazing, incredible. It's what a haunted house should be. It was a great house. So we could get another Universal Monsters house, which I think is very likely. It would be really cool to see another, like, B-list monster, because last year was all these other, you know, not like the heavy hitters from Universal, like Frankenstein, Dracula. We're talking more Phantom of the Opera or Hunchback of Notre Dame or Jekyll and Hyde, Invisible Man. Those were all the ones that came into play last year. So if we could give one of those smaller monsters a chance, would be really cool to see. I think you could do a really cool facade with, you know, the creature and the reason that this is being exactly, you know, all the different components to the creature in the Black Lagoon, from the Black Lagoon. But the main reason that this is being speculated is because he's from the Amazon rainforest in Brazil.
Okay.
Which is shown on
that. That makes sense. And also, if you think about it, flan, and this is kind of a stretch, but flan is kind of like, I guess it's not really gooey. It's more like jello-ish. I was just trying to kind of think of, like, the texture of the Black Lagoon, but I guess they're not quite the same.
I kind of like it, though.
You know what I mean, like that, right?
It's outside the box, which is how we need to be thinking. Yes, exactly. Just flan kind of sounds like Finn. I'd really like to see it.
I'd really like to see Black Lagoon.
The only drawback that I can see for this not being Creature from the Black Lagoon is that in some of these icons, there's a little film reel icon in addition to, like, whatever the hint icon is. And those are, it's pretty widely accepted that those are, like, the IPs, which are the intellectual properties, which, like Sam said before, they're the houses that are based off of, like, the heavy-hitting movie series like Halloween or Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So it's, and Universal Monsters is considered an IP because technically there are, like, the movies, even though they're Universal's property.
Okay.
So this is not an IP. It's an original house, which makes me lean more towards Monstruos or La Llorona, something like that. So, Sam, what are your thoughts? What house do you think it is? Not Hope.
I think it's going to be Monsters of Latin America. That's what I think.
I agree. I agree. Okay. Completely. So let's move on to our next house. This is Soundstage 22. Oh, I forgot to mention, Soundstage 23A is where Blood Moon Dark Offerings was last year. Now we're moving on to Soundstage 22, which is, I believe, where The Exorcist Believer was last year. So in this icon, it is a skull with fangs, and it is an IP. Sam.
It almost looks like a Yeti or something, right? Like, rather than a vampire.
I have stuff to say about that, but you go first.
Okay. I honestly, we talked about this a few weeks ago, but I don't remember anything that we really said about it. It doesn't look like a vampire skull. It looks like some sort of, like, animal skull, is what I'll say. Like a Yeti or something.
I completely agree with you. And I think a lot of the people online are ignoring that this does not look like a human skull to me. This looks more like an animalistic skull.
Like a monkey or something.
I completely agree. That's what I said. So a lot of the speculation online is that this could be Dracula as like the Universal Monsters house, or it could be some sort of like vampire film. There's talk that it could be The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which was a horror movie that came out either this year or last year, which is basically like the origin story of Dracula. Kind of neat. Again, I don't want to say pretty obvious because I'll eat my words, but to me, it's like, I think it's clearly not a human skull.
Right, I agree.
I think this possibly could be like a werewolf themed house, or like you said, it kind of looks monkey-ish to me. So maybe we can expect to see like a King Kong kind of house, which I don't know is super horror-ish, but
not all of them are horror-ish. I mean, like the Yeti one last year was like more campy, right? So this could be something.
True.
Yeah, King Kong. I mean, yeah, like, because it has, like, the little movies. Like, you know it has to be an IP, so could they do something with King Kong? I don't know. Planet of the Apes, maybe? Could they do, like, some sort of, like, freaky Planet of the Apes thing?
That would be really cool. I would put my money on this not being a vampire house, though, which I think is a hot take. But look at that skull. I mean, that does not look like a human skull to me. I think, it has like those super weird cheekbones. Look at the size of the fangs too. Those are not vampire fangs. And maybe I'm looking too far into this icon. But that to me is not how I would portray a vampire skull.
It never looked human for some reason. So unless we're both like completely wrong, like, I don't know. I don't think it's a vampire thing.
Also, the code name for this house was Cookies, which really threw me for a loop. I gotta tell you, the only like justification that I can make towards this being like a Dracula house is like, if I were to ask you what is like the quintessential dessert, what would you say?
Cookies. Ice cream.
Okay, that's what I would say. Like a chocolate chip cookie. If you said to me, like, name the most classic dessert there is, I would say a chocolate chip cookie, right? And so to me, also, that makes sense that if you name the most quintessential, like, universal monster that there is, it's probably going to be Dracula, right? That's like,
he's like, see where you're going with that. I do see where you're going with that. That's actually really smart.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I haven't seen that pointed out anywhere online, so
you're gonna have to get on that Discord mod pretty soon. Let the people know.
I might actually have to chime in and be like, is there any weight to this? Halloween Horror Nights experts, let me know. But anyway, so that is Soundstage 22. Moving on to Soundstage 23B. And this is where Stranger Things was last year, which makes me think that this is like a bigger IP. I mean, this is, again, an IP. So it's something that likely we know and love. It's probably a headliner house. And the symbol for this is a Cadillac. And more specifically, it's the Cadillac symbol from, I believe, the 1950s.
Weird.
And the code name for this is S'mores. What are your thoughts?
So, really weird that it's, like, an actual brand symbol, right? Like,
right.
I didn't really... Yeah, so we were texting, you and I were texting about this, and we were saying maybe, I was saying, oh, well, what about that Stephen King novel about like the car that is like, that kills people? But then you pointed out, well, that's not it's a Cadillac. Deep. So could this, I'm like literally just thinking of this now, because you were saying the 1950s. In the movie Psycho, is there any sort of car?
Ooh. I'm not 100% sure. Hold on.
And I also I don't know how s'mores would incorporate with that. Gosh, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Let me see. Okay, so cars and Psycho.
Yeah.
This is real life research coming to you.
Just because I'm thinking like Psycho was like, maybe Psycho wasn't even the 50s, maybe it was the 60s. I'm just trying to
So Psycho was released in 1960.
Okay.
And there is a 1928 Ford Model A.
Okay.
But
okay, so it's
wait. Hold on. What does this say? There's something about a Cadillac mentioned here. Hold on. But Carpenters. Sorry. Yo, you might be onto something here. Hold on.
Wait, that would be so funny if I pulled that out of nowhere.
That'd be crazy if you just cracked the case. Okay, so there is. In the iconic, and this is from Bing Copilot, which is their new, like, AI.
Okay.
But in the iconic 1960 film Psycho, several cars made appearances. The number two car is a 1955 Cadillac.
But did it play a big enough role in the movie?
I'm not sure.
Right?
I'm not sure, but I mean, honestly... This is kind of crazy that you just like brought that up because that's wild.
I'm kind of proud of myself.
I'm very interested in this. We have to do more research on this.
Yes. But you, so, I think you
besides have a theory that groundbreaking. Besides that absolute groundbreaking discovery by Sam at the not what is that phrase like at the buzzer like literally like on camera buzzer beater I don't think that's the right application here although it is March Madness. There's a lot of speculation online that this could be Ghostbusters because the new Ghostbusters movie is released I think tomorrow. And Ghostbusters is a property that's been used in the past. The main villain in Ghostbusters 1, at least, or at least the most iconic like form that the villain takes, is the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. So that would play pretty well into the whole s'mores theme. So the reason that this is kind of speculated to be Ghostbusters is that the iconic like Ghostbuster mobile... Ecto-1 is a Cadillac. I'm not sure what year it is, but that's the thought process there.
That to me is a lot more likely than Psycho. I mean, I think Psycho would be awesome, but with the fact that you can connect s'mores and the Cadillac, like, that's probably most likely. And especially the movies coming out, that's definitely maybe it, I think.
I think it's got a good shot, especially because this symbol that's shown on the map was released in 1956, but it was used until 1960. So the Ecto-1 is a 1959 Cadillac. And so okay. I think it kind of makes sense, I think. How would you feel about Ghostbusters coming to the event?
I would be happy about it. I've maybe seen, to be honest, I don't know if I've ever actually watched one of the movies fully all the way through. So I would have to watch that first. I know, it's horrible. I know. MK is making a horrified
okay,
face.
Okay, well, we know what we're watching for our next movie night.
I was going to say, we have some watching to do. We have some spleen. I have some splaining to do. So I'd be happy with it. How would you feel?
Okay. I have a long and complicated history with Ghostbusters, but in short, I would be ecstatic. I love Ghostbusters, and it's something that I have, I don't want to be dramatic here, but like childhood trauma with, because when I was a kid, I was scared to death of Slimer, who's that like green, like fat, like non-human looking ghost.
He's like a mucin thing.
Yes! I was also scared of him. So maybe we're sensing a theme here, but like fun little story. My mom had to take me to like the doctor, and the doctor like prescribed me a ghost repellent thing, and it was literally just one of those like air fresheners that you plug into the wall with like the Ghostbusters logo taped over it.
I also had monster spray.
Cool. So that's, I think, the common thing. Maybe it's just a family thing, though.
I was gonna say, if my kids ever have anything like that, I will be getting some sort of spray that sprays away whatever fear, because I swear it worked. I never saw monsters.
It worked like a charm. No, me either. I was not scared of ghosts ever again, and now I have a haunted podcast. So,
we've
come a long way. Yeah, and now you talk about cryptids in your free time. So, no.
And now you'll get to face your fear of Slimer, or whatever his name is.
Slimer.
So, it's kind of beautiful.
It really is. It's like a full circle moment. So I'm hoping for Ghostbusters, but I think Psycho would be really cool too, because I do like Psycho.
I agree.
What do you think? What do you think?
I think if you had to be, I think it's definitely going to be Ghostbusters. Definitely.
All right. I also think it's going to be Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I would love if you were right with Psycho, though. I feel like that would be like, because I haven't seen it anywhere else. So that would be, like, a really cool claim to fame.
I know. I would be known as, like, the person that figured out it was Psycho.
Exactly. All right, moving on to Soundstage 24A. It's an image of, like, a kooky-looking skull, and half of it's in black and half of it is in white. And it is not an IP, so this is an original property. This is where Dueling Dragons was last year, so I think we can probably expect some pretty cool set pieces here, especially because, like, last year they had two full-size static dragons in there, and, like, a full-on, like, enchanted oak and castle facade, so I think we can expect some good things in terms of scenery out of this house. But Sam, do you have any speculation at all as to what this could be?
Literally none. It looks like Plants versus Zombies. Like, that's what it reminds me of. Do you remember that game? Like, that's what
yes,
it looks
of
like
course.
To me. No, I have literally zero clue. So I'm actually very interested to hear what you have to say.
Okay. So I looked at this and I, again, was thrown for a loop. This, to me, looks like a human skull. Please note the differences between this skull and the other skull. Okay.
Yes.
just putting that one out there. So to me, it looks like it has some sort of like antennas coming out of the head. So I was thinking like, okay, maybe this might be like a bug hybrid human house. I don't think they're going to bring human centipede to the event, but like,
oh my God,
that was where my mind first initially went. Also with the black and white, I was kind of thinking like maybe they're going to bring Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde back in for another year. Cause it's like half and half, but it's not an IP. So it's not Jekyll and Hyde.
Right.
Luckily, there are some amateur detectives or maybe real detectives out there on Reddit, and they identified this symbol. And this, my mind was blown by this.
I'm so curious.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. So note the location of this house too. This house is right next to where the tribute store was last year. And we had a really cool tribute store last year. It was themed to a comic store. It was supposed to be like this old-fashioned comic store that sold like horror comics and whatever. And there was a specific, I'm not like a comic expert by any chance, but there was a, like a line of comic books called Tribute to Terror.
Okay.
And this symbol is on the cover of these Tribute to Terror books. And so now this tribute store from last year had four separate rooms. It took you through like four different comic stories.
Right.
And one of them is a character that we have seen at HHN before. And his name is Boris Schuster. We're going to have to do a Patreon episode on this because his backstory is long and involved, but basically he is a paranormal investigator and he has like his own detective agency, and he is linked with a bunch of Universal original properties in the past. So the first year I was there was Halloween Horror Nights 30, and there was a house called Case Files, The Legendary Truth, which starred like Boris Schuster's investigation. And it was kind of told in this like film noir type style. So that would kind of explain like the half black, half white skull, right? It'll be like a black and white kind of comic house.
Interesting.
What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, honestly, I would be really excited. I've been wanting to learn more about Boris Schuster for a while. I just feel like there's like so much lore to dive into there. I would actually love if that was it. And I mean, to me, that sounds like that's what it is, because there's nowhere else that this symbol would ever show up, right? So
yep.
It's almost like it's kind of like what it has to be, right?
Yep. I think this is a pretty solid theory, and I give a lot of credit to whoever noticed that this skull was the same, because it is a very distinctive looking skull. And then the fact that it's half black, half white, to piece that together, that's like film noir, you know, this Boris Schuster character, to connect that to the tribute store from last year, to get that little Easter egg in there, that took some serious detective work. And so I think Boris Schuster is like a typical like 40s era detective. So the code name for this house is Pudding, which was like a very common pet name around that time, right? Like Pudding.
Pudding. Interesting. Okay. I think I honestly think that's what it is.
I do too. One other like quick little thing about this is that in the tribute store from last year, it was alluded to there being like a Schuster Brothers detective agency. So we might be getting not one, but two Schusters. And also,
why do I feel like the first Schuster, one of the Schusters, is going to get killed in the house? And it'll be like the backstory or something.
Probably not, right? Boris, I would think. Yeah,
the other one. Yeah, definitely. Definitely the other one.
Also, in New York, like the New York area of the park, right across from where the Blues Brothers perform, there is a window that's like decaled with Schuster Brothers Detective Agency. So the, and that's up like all year round. That's not like a Halloween Horror Night staple. Also, one more little thing is that one of the Tribute to Terror comics that this skull was featured on was the story of, like, I can't remember his first name, but it was a photographer with the last name McPherson. And if you Google Mary Agana, who's better known as, like, she was the, what do you call it? The icon, the host.
Yeah, the icon, the icon, I guess, right?
I'm, like, totally blanking here. What was Dr. Oddfellow called last year?
He was, like, the, like, what was the, his, the like, icon.
The icon of the year. Okay, so I was, yeah, like, okay. Sorry, I've used the word icon so many times that it's, like,
it's starting like lost to sound like a fake
word. Exactly. So Mary Agana was an icon a few years back. She was the storyteller. So, and Jim I think his name was Jim McPherson. He was a photographer, but he was, like, her victim. She killed him.
Oh.
So, yeah. It's so, wow. There's a lot to unravel about this specific property. It could be a lot of things, and I kind of feel like, but I really like the whole, like, Boris Schuster vibe.
It's got to be that. I feel like a lot of people have probably wanted it to be, like, because he is kind of like a omnipresent, like you said, like the decals are always there, like people are always wondering who he is. So it would be, I think it would be so smart of them to, like, bring him into the story even more.
I agree. We need more background because, like, he's been involved in, like, even in the background in so many of these, like, original houses, like the Wyandotte Estate, and, like, he's been to, like, Cary, Ohio, which again is, like, a huge original location for Universal. So it's, I would love to see a Boris Schuster house.
Agreed.
So now we can finally move on to Soundstage 24B, which is an image of a, like, swirled lollipop. Sam, any thoughts?
I have told you before, and you agree with me, I do think this is some sort of twisted Willy Wonka place. As we know, the Timothée Chalamet Willy Wonka came out this year. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to be, I don't know if they have the rights. And obviously there's no little icon to say that it's a intellectual property, but I think they're going to have some sort of evil candy maker. Like, I'm almost positive.
I agree wholeheartedly that this is going to be a candy, like a candy factory turned evil. And
I love it.
If we don't get Mary Agana as our icon this year, this is the icon house. I think there's been a lot of talk of bringing a past scare zone called Sweet Revenge. And they had this character called Major Sweets. And he could be a really cool character. The codename for this house was Fudge, so that kind of fits right into it.
Chocolate factory thing.
And I kind of would love to see a demented, like, depraved Willy Wonka type character. Because, you know, like, the original Willy Wonka is, like, he's crazy. That could have gone south, like, really fast, really, really quick.
Yeah, it kind of did. Also, imagine the fun foods that they would have outside of this. You know, they would have those, like, crazy, you know, they would have those, like, crazy milkshakes with, like, all the different, like, candies and stuff. Like, that would be so fun.
Tell me why I knew you were going to say that. I just, when you said have those, I knew you were going to bring up the milkshakes.
Like, the crazy monster, like, those crazy milkshakes. And if they made them spiked, forget about it.
Forget about it. All right, so we're in agreement that we want this to be a Major Sweets house.
1,000%.
Great, great. Okay, next, we really, it's in the Fast and Furious lane. We really don't have a whole lot to go off of here because it just says unknown IP. But the code name for this house was Pi. Sam, thoughts?
I think I speak for both of us when I say we are hoping that this is Five Nights at Freddy's. Obviously, the Five Nights at the Freddy's place. It's like a pizzeria knockoff of like Chuck E. Cheese, or not a knockoff, I guess, a parody of Chuck E. Cheese, where they serve pizza pie. And Five Nights at Freddy's was a huge movie this past year, so it would make a lot of sense. Do you agree?
I really, really, really would love this to be a Five Nights at Freddy's house. I have never played the video game, but I just have like some sort of like morbid fascination with like the lore behind it.
So
the movie was like super fun. I don't know. I do love Five Nights at Freddy's. I think it would be a little bit weird for them to put like a headliner IP in this Fast and Furious house, which is kind of like, I don't know. It's a little bit weird, but they could be trying out something new.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, Five Nights at Freddy's is not coming to the event. Like, we would have gotten an announcement by now. Like, the current rumor is that it's not coming. I don't believe that, because I think people from Universal, and this is a conspiracy a little bit, but I think people from Universal like got online and were like, oh, sorry, like it's not coming to the event, like blah, 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 just to kind of throw us off the scent. Because if something like this got leaked so early, like it would have been kind of like a huge knock to the property. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't want it to get out, like, unintentionally.
I completely agree. I feel like they did it on purpose as a ploy to get everyone to think it, to not be thinking about it. And it kind of worked, because now, like, no one thinks that it's happening, but I still think it's happening.
But we stay strong. We stay on.
We do stay strong, I really hope that that's what it is.
I would love to see a Five Nights at Freddy's house. I just think that, like, it would be so cool. I know Universal would do a good job with it too.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. It would be so fun.
All right. So that's our thoughts on FNF unknown IP. Moving on to Sprung Tent 3, which looks to be where Dr. Oddfellows was last year, I believe. And it is like the mute symbol, and it is an IP. Sam, any thoughts?
I want you to take this one, because I've been giving my thoughts first, and I want to hear what you have to say, because okay. I think I know what you're going to say, because we've talked about this.
Okay, so this, I'm seeing like a lot of debate between two different IPs online, but I have my own little theory for this one. So obviously, it looks like a mute symbol. People are thinking it could be a quiet place.
Definitely.
Which was, that's where my mind jumped to immediately too, especially because there's the new Day One movie coming out. But people are also saying that it could be Silent Hill, which is an older video game. And it could be continuing like the, you know, train of like The Last of Us, doing like more video game based IPs. However, something that I have yet to come across online is a lot of people were saying that we could expect a Mike Flanagan IP this year, because like Flan was the code name. It could be like Flan, Flanagan. A lot of people were thinking we might get Fall of the House of Usher or like Midnight Mass or something. However, I see that and I raise you Hush, which is one of his other horror movies. And let me tell you, if you have not watched this movie, go watch it right now. It is a totally unique take on like a home invasion movie, because the main character is deaf. So a lot of the movie is like completely quiet. The guy who's trying to break in wears this like freaky mask. There's a lot of like really iconic moments from this film. I think this could be Hush.
That is such a good point. If it was, and it would be kind of cool because I'm assuming like the beginning of the house would be like you're in the house and the person's like outside, like the intruder's like outside. Like that would be a really cool way for them to play with like indoors, outdoors, that sort of thing. That movie is so freaky, so freaky. So I would be, this one would be really, if that's the truth, this one is going to be super scary, especially for anyone who's like scared to be home alone.
Oh my God, which is so me. I just, there's so much like sound play in this, in that movie with like the tapping of the glass and like, you know, there's at one point there's like a fire alarm that goes off that scares the bejesus out of me every time I watch that movie. But I don't know. That was just a thought that I had. In all reality, it's probably gonna be like Silent Hill or
A Quiet Place.
Just because those were rumored before this spec map even came out.
Yeah.
But again, like with your psycho car, I would love to be someone who like
figured it out before everyone else. Yeah. Like that would be really cool. Okay. I would like for it to be Hush because I have seen that movie like maybe twice and I do think it's great. I think it's going to be A Quiet Place. That's what I think. That's my guess. What's yours?
I agree. I think it's going to be A Quiet Place too. I do think it's going to be A Quiet Place. I wouldn't mind Silent Hill. I've never played the game and I really don't know much about it, but I think the video game IP, like The Last of Us last year, was, I thought it was like really cool. Also, Silent Hill has come to the event before. They've done a Silent Hill house.
Oh, here or in Orlando or in Hollywood?
In Orlando.
Oh, okay. So they probably wouldn't do it again, would they?
I don't know. They could do like a revamp. I mean, there's 4 video games in the series, so okay. Who knows? But I got to read up on it a little bit. I really don't know a whole lot about it. I couldn't even give you a basic plot.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I mean, we'll probably find out pretty soon, and then we can start our research.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I think we can expect probably a version 2 of this map maybe by like the end of April, beginning of May. So things always change. This is not by any means like a guarantee of like what is or is not coming to the event because like
right.
There's no insider information here. This is just like a compilation of what people have been hearing and like, you know, rumors that have been flying around. And speaking of rumors, let's move on to our next one because there's really not a whole lot for us to work off of again. Just yeah, an really. Unknown original in Sprung Tent 2. This is where The Darkest Deal was last year.
Okay.
And I honestly could not even venture a guess. So hopefully it's a cool original. I loved The Darkest Deal last year. I thought it was a really awesome. Neat concept.
It was so good.
It was just a great house. So I hope that they can top that. I did see online that like it was leaked from someone who worked at Universal that they got a peek inside one of these sprung tents and it was Egyptian themed, or so they thought.
That would be so cool.
Which I thought would be awesome too.
I mean, obviously they own the rights to the mummy. I'm sure they would do something different than that. That would be so cool. That would be awesome.
I mean, I love anything ancient Egypt. I think is pretty cool. So
yeah,
that's a thought there. Maybe that could be plausible. But I'm kind of in a hurry to get to this next one. It's Sprung Tent 1. And if it is what I think it is, I feel like this has the potential to be my favorite Halloween Horror Nights house I've ever been through.
I think that it absolutely has the potential to be your favorite. One of my favorites, but you're probably your favorite of all time.
Thank you. I know. So I am, of course, talking about this Minotaur-looking character here with like spears crossed behind him. And the general consensus, taking into account the code name Baklava, is that this is going to be a Greek mythology house.
It has to be. It has to be.
I have so many thoughts, so you go first.
Okay, my thoughts are, it could be sort of like the Minotaur's maze, right? Like, and you're going through the maze and you're seeing all these different like creatures, like the Hydra, or maybe like you're in Hell or Hades, and like there's like the dog and like the soul, the souls that are like in the river, Styx and stuff. Right, one that like I just think there are so many different ways this could go, and I know you loved Percy Jackson. Anyone that has read Percy Jackson, like there are so many different, like there are so many different gods that could be in it. There are so many different creatures and legends. I think this will be so cool, and to me, it's like there's no doubt that it's something Greek mythology themed.
I am hoping and praying that this will come to the event. I'm not sure if anyone is interested in this, but if I were to personally design this house, here's what I would do.
Let's hear.
I would dedicate an area of the house to like each of the 12 like main Olympians, but I would put like a horror spin on it. So in like Zeus's area of like the house, I would have people like getting electrocuted or like getting sucked up into a tornado. Like Poseidon's could be people drowning. It could be like the dark side of the gods. Like Aphrodite could be people like driven insane by love, like a Romeo and Juliet type situation where like, you know, they're driven to like such mad lengths over love. Like Apollo I don't know what Apollo could be, but like you know, messenger. Just like stuff like that.
Maybe like don't shoot the messenger, something with like an arrow or something. I don't know.
That would be really neat. But Hermes is the messenger god. Not to be like that person, but
No, you're right, Everyone could be, doesn't Apollo bring the sun? He could be like burning people alive or something.
It could be like, frying people with the sun. Crazy. Just like, I think that this could be like really cool. I do also have like a little bit of a long shot for this house, and it's just based on the spears that are crossed behind like the Minotaur's head. This is such a long shot, and it's like, I actually don't even know if I should talk about it, but I don't know if anyone else saw this, but the company that did that produced that like Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
Yes.
Is now, they've announced like a whole cinematic universe of like taking childhood tales that have like, I guess, gone into the public domain and putting like a horror spin on them. So one of the ones that they announced was Bambi, but like it's the woodland animals like hunting the people.
That would be hilarious.
That could be like, you know, the campy horror one of the year, right?
That would be actually like, I hope it's the Greek mythology one.
Me too.
But if it was, I like somehow like wouldn't really be that mad, because that's hilarious.
I know, it is kind of funny, right?
Oh my gosh, that would be creative. That's a great, did you come up with that or did you read that on Reddit?
I did. I actually came up with that on my own, which I don't know if you can tell because it probably has like a 0.00001% chance of happening. But
if it did, play this clip back.
I will. You know what? I'm claiming this to fame. You guys all are my witnesses. So that, my friend, is that. Now, next for our last little icon that we're going to go over is Sprung Tent 4, which is a new venue, actually, because there's no more parade warehouses. So these are two new Sprung Tents. So no Last of Us venue and no Monsters Unmasked venue. They're both tents now.
Okay,
which interesting. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me, to be completely honest with you.
Neither.
This is a moon and stars, and it is an IP. Sam, any speculation from you?
I mean, not particularly. Maybe aliens, question mark.
Ooh.
But I'm not feeling so. I'm not feeling actually confident in that.
Okay. So you're actually not alone in that thought that it could be aliens. Unfortunately, aliens is now like through some long line overarching umbrella owned by Disney, so it's probably never gonna happen.
Oh. But
other people thought aliens too.
Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't now, just me. Okay, so what do you think? Because I honestly have like zero other ideas.
Okay, this one just kind of like surfaced recently. Okay. This logo has been used at a previous Halloween Horror Nights. I believe it was Halloween Horror Nights 17, and it was featured on a house that they titled Dreamwalkers. Do you want to take a wild guess, like, what classic horror character was, like, the main guy in that?
Freddy Krueger.
100%. So this is a rumored Nightmare on Elm Street house, which I think, I do, like, Nightmare on Elm Street is, like, obviously it's one of those, like, cheesy 80s horror movies. Like, I personally really like it. I think it's, like, fun to watch. I think Freddy Krueger is terrifying. If I were to see him in real life, like, in this house, I would be absolutely terrified of him. So, yeah. I mean, I'm all good for it.
So you think, okay, so do you think that's what it might be? What was the dessert that goes with this one? I think that's
probably what it is. I'm not 100% sure. This one might be cobbler?
Okay, cobbler.
Or maybe that was the unknown original.
Wow, okay. So
I should have that up.
I mean, I feel as if you're probably right. If this is the exact same logo or icon that they used for the Nightmare on Elm Street, Dreamwalkers, whatever, 17 years ago, and it's been almost exactly, never mind. I was about to do some math that didn't make any sense. But anyway, I think that it definitely could be. And I would actually really like that, because that's another movie that unfortunately I have not seen yet, but I know it's like so iconic. And I think the more iconic IPs that are here, like, I don't know, the more fun. Cause like, I want to be able to like watch all these for the first time.
I think this one you'll like. It's very, It's campy. I mean, honestly, it's a great horror movie up until the end. The end is...
It gets ridiculous.
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, I loved... But, Friday the 13th... Or not Friday the 13th. What was the one with at the camp? At the summer camp again? Why can I not remember it?
Friday the 13th.
Oh, that was Friday. Oh, okay. I was thinking Friday the 13th was Halloween. Anyway, I loved, like, Friday the 13th was, like, super camp when we watched it together. But, like, I actually really liked that. So I'd be happy with something similar.
It's fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too scary, but then all of a sudden, when you're actually seeing, like, Freddy Krueger, like, then it's going to actually be scary, I think.
I agree. It's, like, I guess the best thing I could equate this to was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house that I went to at Halloween 30. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre is like another one of those movies that like, yeah, it's freaky when you're watching it, but like, it's not one that you're like, oh, I'm never going to sleep again. Right. However, I will say seeing Leatherface in person, I ran out of the house. So... You know,
I don't blame you. I do not blame you. There is something different about what you actually see in person. You don't know how you're going to react.
I'm still trying to find these code names, but I'm not having much luck as to like where they are. Hopefully we'll be able to post like a edited spec map with like the code names so you guys can tell us what you think. But I know there's a cobbler in there. Yeah, it's going to be really fun as spec season progresses to really see like what people think is coming to the event, what changes, you know, where we can expect.
I feel like once the second spec map comes out, we'll be able to really tell like how close or how far off we were with this episode.
I agree. I think it's going to be a really fun, just a fun progression, because we didn't get into Halloween Horror Nights until like after the houses were announced last year. So
we didn't get to do this
We didn't get to speculate. So this is our first speculation season. Let us know how we did. We will be updating you when there's more news to come. None of the scare zones have been released yet. The Death Eaters are rumored to be back in Diagon Alley, which was really fun. Loved those guys last year.
They were
it looks
awesome.
Like Nightmare Fuel. It looks like Nightmare Fuel is going to be back as a show. And it looks like we're getting a new show too as well that's based off of an IP. And it's shaped like a castle. And honestly, it seems like the rest of the HHN community is just as baffled as we are, because no one really has a theory for this one, except for a duo comedy show. So,
okay, that's random.
I know. Yeah, but let us know what you think. Let us know what you hope is coming to the event. And we will keep you updated with any news to come. Subscribe to the Patreon if you want backstories or, you know, special HHN episodes. You know, it's a really fun time, and you can do it for as little as like $1, $2 a month. So,
so we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.